Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio, as he does at this time each week, is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Mike, it's the first week of April.
We made it. How are you?
I'm doing great. Before we do this week's show, let's clear up my challenge from last time. I said start with the name Kent and Sosa. Rearrange the letters, and you can spell 2 4-letter words that have to do with the world of sailing. What are they?
Well, if you rearrange those letters, you can spell not, as in K-N-O-T, and seas.
You are right.
All right, Ian, on April 6th, 1974, the finals of that year's Eurovision Song Contest were held. The contest, first broadcast in 1956, is the longest-running international song competition, one of the longest-running television programs, and one of the most-watched non-sporting events in the world. Participating countries submit a song to be performed during the broadcast, and the song that earns the most points is declared the winner. In 1974, the winning song was Waterloo, performed by the Swedish pop group ABBA. To commemorate ABBA's win, this week our questions are about palindromes, which are words or sentences that read the same forwards and backwards, like ABBA. First up, by what name do we more familiarly know the drug called alprazolam, first released in 1981 and commonly used to treat nausea during chemotherapy and to relieve the effects of panic and anxiety attacks?
Xanax?
Xanax is correct. And in 2015, Xanax was the 12th most prescribed drug in the United States. What car model was voted Motor Trend's Car of the Year in 2006, was named North American Car of the Year in 2006 and 2016 at the North American International Auto Show, and has appeared on Car and Driver's 10 Best list 6 times since 1983?
It's a Honda Civic.
The Civic is correct.
Yes. I outsmarted myself there.
Oh, you were trying to get the whole...
I was like, a Hyundai.
what do you get if you reverse the word Hyundai? That's what you're trying to do.
Exactly.
Yes, the Civic is correct. And in addition to all those things I said, Civic was the top-selling car in Canada from 1998 to 2012. To date, who is the only actor nominated for an Oscar for Best Actor with a palindromic last name, earning the nod for his performance in the 2008 film The Hurt Locker?
Jeremy Renner?
Renner is correct.
That's great.
And I actually did this research. There have been no Best Actress or Best Supporting Actress nominees with a palindromic last name. And other than Jeremy Renner, who was also nominated for another movie for Best Supporting Actor, no others in that category either.
That's incredible.
So he's the only one in the 4 major acting categories who's ever had a palindromic last name. A song titled Bob appears in a 2003 album titled Poodle Hat. The song, featuring lyrics like I, man, am regal, a German am I, and Uzi rat in a sanitary zoo, is a parody of songs in the style of what singer, whose first name gives the song its title?
Dylan.
Yes. Do you know who the song is by?
No.
It's Weird Al Yankovic. And finally, constructed as a humorous word, abophobia, spelled A-I-B-O-H-P-H-O-B-I-A, appropriately, is defined as the fear of what?
Palindromes.
That's right. Abophobia is a made-up word for the fear of palindromes.
Now, who could be afraid of palindromes?
I don't know. Somebody who doesn't like going backwards and forwards, I guess. Wow. Ian is in the top spot this week. How well did you do? Quiz at WAMC.org.
And even if you're logging on from Elba, you can go to WAMC.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the word palindromes. That's P-A-L-I-N-D-R-O-M-E-S. Rearrange the letters to spell a 2-word phrase, 6 letters, 5 letters, for things an unorganized person might make. What are they?
Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
We will see you then.